And we are joyously here as part of their 140th season. And nice to have Ruth Gazzetti, who is the marketing manager. That's her new position. And she has working with her Jeannie Lawless photo and video marketing, and an intern, but that's what she's doing. And I'm thrilled to say to her family, they should be very excited for their daughter. Jeannie Lawless is not only starting her first day today at Grand Hotel, it also happens to be her birthday. So what a wonderful thing. So that, what a wonderful gift. I hope you're enjoying your work and doing a nice job. So they were there with me when I threw out the first ice cream cone. Well, I didn't throw it out. I ate it. With the fabulous American Dream ice cream for the 250th anniversary. You know, leave it to the folks at Guernsey. The best. And that's at Sadie's Ice Cream Parlor, which just opened. And I did get the first scoop of ice cream. And how could I not go for the American Dream on this, the 250th anniversary of these great United States of America? Speaking of great, she does the morning show with the boys, and she's made a name for herself for years in sports on television and on radio. She's co-host of JR Mornings with Chris Lloyd and Jamie. Chris Lloyd and Jamie. We got to use commas here. Chris Lloyd. I thought, who the hell is Chris Lloyd? Chris Lloyd and Jamie, who do the morning show, of course, and still is working hard, even though she started a podcast we'll talk about in a moment, as the Pistons win their first playoff series since 2008, back when they played at the Palace, beating the Orlando Magic 116-94 in Game 7 of the opening round of the NBA playoffs. And it's not just my imagination, Jamie Edmonds. They either have the right formula for something they're drinking at halftime, or the coach says the right thing, but they've come out with two extremely explosive second halves that they really needed.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, how fun is this that the Pistons are advancing in the playoffs? We haven't been able to say that for quite some time. And, you know, I'm still bothered that I have Comcast and I can't watch the Pistons when they're on ABC, but we figured it out yesterday.
Don't get me started. How'd you figure it out? Because I have Comcast at home. Now, I'm on the road, and I did watch it here on the road at Grand Hotel. Thankfully, I was able to do that. But how did you get it at Comcast back home?
Well, I'll tell you what, my husband has ESPN Plus and figured it out in his office online, streaming, what have you. But then we just went to our neighbor's house because they have DirecTV and watched there.
Well, that's one way. Can we all come to your neighbor's house? Probably you can't invite us all to your neighbor's house. But be that as it may, what is it, 18 years, 2008? I can't do math quickly. But this is incredible. And certainly, Cade Cunningham has cemented himself as the MVP player that we always knew he was. With incredible, 32 points, 12 assists, averaging 36.5 points per game during the series. I mean, this has just been, it's the right time for them to be doing as well as they're doing.
Yeah, and you know what? Cade has proven that he's a number one. There's been some, you know, criticism of him when he first got here that he's not a number one. He absolutely is a number one. He had 45 points in one of the games this series, and they came back down 3-1. They're only the 15th team ever to do that in NBA playoff history. So it wasn't what we thought with a number one seed playing a number eight, but I think they showed a lot of resiliency in coming back down 3-1. They needed some help. You know, Franz Wagner being out was good. The fact that the Orlando Magic missed 23 consecutive shots in that game six. But, you know, you need to be good and lucky in the playoffs, and the Pistons were both.
And are we going to be good and lucky against the Cleveland Cavaliers? What do you foresee?
Well, you know, I like the chemistry of the Pistons because now they've been forged to you know, they had to come back all of these games. So I like their chances against the Cavs, the number four Cavs. The Cavs are big. They've got that Jarrett Allen, Evan Mobley. They've got shot makers and Donovan Mitchell and James Harden. But the Pistons have showed that they have this resiliency. And maybe the true number two on this team is Tobias Harris, who's had a great series, and he had a great game seven with 30 points.
You know what I like about you? It's your resiliency. From way back when you did some sports filling in on my morning show to now hosting, co-hosting the morning show with Chris Lloyd and Jamie. And you also face all of the challenges in your life along the way and made some decisions that are going to help an awful lot of other people. And your new podcast, Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, is underway. And this is really your passion project, isn't it, Jamie Edmonds?
100%. I was startled by a cancer diagnosis in February. It rocked me to my core, and I didn't think I would get to this point where I could talk about it. But hearing other women talk about it helped me get to a point where I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can beat this. So I thought, with this platform that I have, and thank you to WJR for giving it to me, but maybe I could help other women see the other end and light at the end of the tunnel. So yeah, I started this podcast. Episode one was Scary Paul, because it's so personal. It's my journey.
Sure.
But then we're going to get into it with like all the angels helping me get through this as we move forward with the podcast.
I love the way you put that, Jamie, that you're going to be interviewing angels who've helped you along the way, as well as the people in our community. And not just people that you know, and there are plenty of those, but people came out of the woodwork, so to speak, to help you. People who had experience and could offer you some comfort that you didn't even know was there.
100%. I mean, when I was still private about what I was going through, I had my personal friends step up, which, you know, they're my friends. You might expect that. But then when I went public, the people that have just sent me messages and told me how they got through their cancer journeys has helped me. The people that have helped me try and be myself still, with the women who got my wig together and helped me with my beauty side of things. Like, I'm going to talk to all these people on this podcast, including the doctors at Henry Ford who are going to save my life.
It's so helpful. And to make the decision, that was not an easy one for a private person, to take this to the streets, to bring this in a public way, in a podcast, God bless you, because you know that this is going to help so many people that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have this kind of help until you stepped forward. Now, the first episode is up, and apparently you can link to listen in your profile, something I don't know how to do. but you can also, it's astonishing, you can also go to at WJR Radio, the YouTube page, to watch. Is there another way, or is there any other way I should tell people how to find this thing?
Yeah, if you want to watch, yeah, you could go to WJR's YouTube page or wherever you get podcasts, whether it's at Apple or at Spotify. You could search my name, Jamie Edmonds, and it comes up, and you can just listen in the car or listen wherever you are, and hopefully it helps you, because that's my plan. I asked God to give me strength. I believe he did, and I'm going to try and pay it forward.
No question he did. And whether you watch it, see it, or just hear it, you'll hear Jamie Edmonds' smile that is her trademark, and she's had for as long as I've known her, certainly as co-host of JR Mornings with Chris, Lloyd, and Jamie. And God bless you for still doing the work and filling us in on your take on the Pistons winning their first playoff series since 2008.
Well, look, that's forward my to seeing passion.
You. I know that. Well, you got a few passions.
Yeah.
Including Jamie's Journey, Angels Along the Way, her new podcast. God bless you, my friend, and we will talk
Thanks,
to you
Paul.
Again soon. I just so you know, I have my pink ribbon on my sport coat that I got from Marie Osborne. She was kind enough to get that and send it to me so I could have
thanks,
it on my
Paul.
Sport coat for you.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. We love you. Jamie Edmonds on WJR.